Israeli helicopter gunships opened fire in the Gaza Strip today, killing two Palestinian militants and wounding a third. The wounded man, Mohammed Daif, heads the military wing of the Hamas group. His predecessor was killed in an Israeli airstrike in July.
In the West Bank, Israeli forces kept up their siege of Yasser Arafat's headquarters in Ramallah. The government of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is coming under increased domestic and international criticism for the siege, but Israeli officials insist it will not be lifted until 20 alleged terrorists holed up in the compound surrender to Israeli forces. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports on the debate over Sharon's strategy.
After last week's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv that killed six people, Prime Minister Sharon called an emergency meeting of his security cabinet to discuss Israel's response. Israeli media reports say Sharon suggested putting Arafat on a helicopter and exiling him to Jordan or Tunisia, but his intelligence chiefs convinced him that would only strengthen the Palestinian leader. So instead, Sharon ordered a siege of Arafat's compound, called the Muqataa, for the third time this year. Dori Gold, an advisor to the prime minister, insists there are no ulterior motives for the Israeli siege.
The purpose of this operation is to go after the 200 or so people who are in the Muqataa, some of whom are, we believe, serious leaders of terrorism.
But Palestinian officials charge that Sharon's real objective is to get rid of Arafat. Privately, some Israeli officials agree, saying that Sharon sees a window of opportunity to accomplish that goal while world attention is focused on the prospect of an American invasion of Iraq. These officials say Sharon hopes that by making conditions inside Arafat's compound unbearable, the Palestinian leader will choose to go into exile. That, say these analysts, could pave the way for a new Palestinian leadership more willing to make compromises with Israel. Yet other Israeli analysts say that's exactly what Sharon doesn't want. Akiva Eldar, a columnist with the Haaretz newspaper, says Sharon is not interested in a lasting peace deal with the Palestinians.
It is the official Israeli policy that we don't negotiate with Arafat. Arafat is irrelevant, and as long as he is there, Israel will not negotiate any further political agreements with the Palestinians.
In recent weeks, there have been growing calls among Palestinians for political reform, including a demand for the appointment of a prime minister to share power with Arafat. But the Israeli siege has now stilled those voices. Shots were fired at the home of one of Arafat's most vocal critics earlier this week, and a Palestinian newspaper today reported extra security around the home of Mahmoud Abbas, known as Abu Mazen, rumored to be in line for the prime minister's job. Political scientist Yaron Ezrahi says Sharon is trying to make sure that neither Arafat nor the reformers gain the upper hand.
The intention of Sharon is to keep the Palestinians leaderless. He must believe that Palestinians who do not have leadership will be more compatible with keeping the territories and the settlements in the long run, with the hope that something will happen that will actually allow Israel to keep the occupation.
But Sharon advisor Dori Gold says these elaborate theories simply aren't true.
You know, in the Middle East, there are all kinds of conspiracy theories put forward that create all kinds of strange bedfellows. But in this case, Israel has a very real security threat.
For now, Israel has given no sign of willingness to end the siege. Arafat is refusing to hand over any wanted men, and Israeli officials are refusing to back down from their demands. Reports from Palestinians inside the compound say the water supply is erratic and garbage is piling up. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.